It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Kia ora, Prime Minister. How are you this morning? Prime Minister, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Not bad, thank you. Not bad.
You have had quite a phenomenally busy last, I don't know, 4 or 5 days?
It has been busy. It has, but it's been good.
Thursday, helping present an award at the Vodafone New Zealand Music Awards.
Which is very exciting.
Presenting it to Lord, no less, which was exciting for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was exciting. I met her for the first time on the stage.
So on the stage.
A public meeting. Yes, that's right.
And then what a lovely tribute she gave back to you as well.
Yeah, that was lovely.
And then over the weekend, I believe you were in Rotorua. How come you were in Rotorua?
I was speaking to the Federation of Māori Authorities. That was their conference. I've been working together for 30 years now. It was just a conversation around what we can do together around regional development and employment and a whole host of other things.
So that's kind of economically boosting iwi groups and things like that?
Yeah.
There were quite a lot of speakers at that event.
Yeah, working in partnership. You know, they collectively preside over quite a large iwi asset base, and talking about what we can do to work together to really maximise opportunities, particularly in areas like forestry.
Wonderful. And then I think it was last night, was it? You helped narrate a theatre show.
Peter and the Wolf, yeah. Down at Silo Theatre. It's down at Herald Theatre at Aotea. Awesome play, awesome show. And it's musical with some narration over the top of it. And so they've got rotating narrators, and they asked me months ago whether I would do it. And It was a really exciting thing to be a part of. It was great.
Oh, that's lovely. So like 180-odd people in the audience, yeah?
Yeah, I couldn't get a sense of how many were in there, but lots of kids who really seemed to get into the show. So it was great. Puppets and...
Yeah, puppets!
Yes. Yeah, really, a really great puppet show. Yeah.
One person that also shared that revolving narration role was Tom Sainsbury, who also appeared on stage with you at the New Zealand Music Awards.
He did.
Now, as a woman in politics, was there ever a moment where you went, hang on, does this sit all right with me presenting an award with a very satirical caricature of another female in Parliament?
Well, he does it. He's also done me before as well.
Yes, he has.
He at least is even-handed in that regard. He probably doesn't do me as much because I think he finds my voice a bit harder. but yeah, he shares it around a bit.
Right, so at least it's even-handed.
At least, yep.
Again, speaking of, although you're probably a bit sick of speaking of this particular topic, but being, again, female on a global political stage, you have been overseas recently and have been kind of holding up to some pretty bolshy men, amazingly. I know a lot's been made in the media of your retort to Trump when he mentioned that you caused a lot of upset in New Zealand. This is true, yeah? So you did reply to him,
yes.
Hey, nobody marched when I was elected?
Yes, that's right, but not really knowing that or expecting that it would... Well, not really knowing that it was a burn at the time, if that makes sense. Saying it and then afterwards thinking, oh, that could be taken a different way. So I need to be up front and say, I didn't do it as a deliberate burn.
Right.
It was
Fair enough.
An accidental.
Accidental, but pretty fantastic burn.
Yeah.
How did he take it at the time? Was it
in
good nature?
Oh, we were both laughing. I definitely don't think it was taken personally. No, not at all.
Oh, that's wonderful. So apart from killing it on a global stage, when you do have to be off and away, how are the other members of your party finding holding it down? I mean, Calvin Davis has had to be acting Prime Minister while answering questions in the House, and then you've got Chris Hipkins who's got portfolios and also Leader of the House. Are people finding their wheels, finding good momentum in these first 100 days?
Yeah. I mean, I think that they've done all a great job. The team's fantastic. Of course, we are all new and we are all finding our feet to a certain extent, but Calvin did a great job holding the fort, did everything that we needed him to do, and although I don't expect necessarily that I'll be asking him to do that a heck of a lot. It was just a special set of circumstances really that we happened to be away.
Right. And Julie and Jenta coming out today after some pretty awful road toll numbers. Is this something you guys are definitely going to look at putting more resources into?
Well, we certainly said during the election that we thought that there was a need to invest more in our regional roads in particular. So we put aside extra funding to do that. And now she's intending to meet with transport officials and the police tomorrow to just make sure we're doing everything that we can. I mean, those who live in regions in particular will know the areas which are... you know, which are particular black spots. And it's just making sure that we're making use of some of that local knowledge as well and dealing with the things that are preventable. You know, in part, some of it's human behaviour and mistakes, but there are things that we can do to really reduce risk. And we've just got to make sure we're doing that.
Right. And those are in those spots where things seem to happen more often than in others.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that we'll see that there are patterns.
For sure. So what does the rest of the week hold for you? Do you get some downtime or is that a ridiculous question
when you're
the leader of a nation?
Not much of that. I'm cabinet today all that entails. And just a week of bits and pieces. Another busy one. But up in between Auckland and Wellington mostly.
Nice. There's some wonderful noise in the background where you are.
That's me arriving at the airport. Apologies, everyone.
That's fantastic. It's great that you can manage to fit us in between flights. All right. Well, thank you very much, Prime Minister, and we will speak to you all willing same time next week.
Great. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.